Dave, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I wish I had done a little bit better in my leagues this year, Bull. Yeah. I only made the playoffs in 7 of them. 7 out of 14. So 50% rate. I expect more of myself. I'm going home to, I don't know. I'm thinking of a good punishment. I'm thinking eating a salad.
Sounds good.
It's funny you say that because my in-laws were in town, and my mother-in-law said something the other day, and she was like, it was a great salad. And I said to her, you know, I've had salad before, especially when I'm trying to lose weight and all that, but I've never described a salad as great.
Never.
Never. Yeah.
Well, unless you've had, you know, pizza, steak, ice cream, salad.
That's yeah, well, I guess, like, I guess, you know, all at the same
separately,
time.
Separately, of sure, course. Sure. Three separate.
I beat you percentage-wise, Dave. I got 3 out of 4, so I'm 75%.
Yeah. You know, if you played with the people I played with, I'm not sure that you'd hit that percentage rate, but I'm proud of you.
Fair enough. Fair. In 2 of my 4 leagues, I'm playing with really quality players. But I got to get it. Well, get me in one of your leagues there with some of these high rollers.
You know, we talked about it before about doing a massive radio league. Why not?
No, forget. Most radio hosts don't know anything. Sure, I want to get in with all the fantasy football gurus.
Okay.
Get me in one of those. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Dave, please do it because I want to see Bull get his ass kicked.
I wouldn't.
Because you think you're so good at fantasy football.
I don't think I'm that good. Oh, I think you're good.
You are so cocky.
I'm good for, you know, compared to average Joes.
Yeah, but I'd like to see you play with the pros.
I don't know. Listen, some of it's luck, no matter what you know. You know that, Dave. Some of it comes down to luck.
It's very true.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, whatever. There's a guy in one of my leagues who made the playoffs. He had the 8th most points, and he made the playoffs.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
There's a guy who sent me a note on Twitter saying that 10 teams make the playoffs in his 12-team league. He scored the most points in his league, and he didn't make the playoffs.
How is that possible? That doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
Sounds fishy.
That's what he says happened.
Yeah. Anyway.
I believe everything I read on Twitter.
I won it didn't even matter, but you want to talk about a bad beat. In the one league I did not make the playoffs, in the last week of the season, the guy I was playing needed to beat me to get a first-round bye. I beat him by a half a point. He got -2 from Nick Foles.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. That is something.
Can you imagine that? Anyway, yeah. All right. For most,
that'll sting for a while.
Yo, that's brutal. For most leagues, Dave, the playoffs start this week. And I think, what are some general rules? I think sometimes late in the season, people try to get cute. Maybe they'll go, like, when it comes to, like, matchup, or are you always going with the better player? Is matchup just really a tiebreaker? Like, somebody was just asking me, should they sit Odell Beckham? You know, what are you doing? Do you have some general rules not to get too cute, or do you really focus in on the matchups?
Yeah, I really try not to get cute. Yeah. Like, we had people asking us today about whether or not they should start Baker Mayfield over Patrick Mahomes. And I like Baker Mayfield this week, and I think he'll do well.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
The thing about playing this late in the season, you know who everybody is. Like,
right.
Odell Beckham by name, we all know that just he's having an off year. It just hasn't been what we thought it would have been.
Yeah.
But we know that about him. We can't look at him as a must-start fantasy receiver anymore. We can look at Jarvis Landry and say, okay, in PPR leagues especially, he comes through a lot. So the players that you've gotten consistency from, the players that have helped you get to this point, those are the ones you're probably going to roll with. It doesn't hurt, however, to put one guy in your lineup, one, that's got some ridiculous upside. And usually those are wide receivers like Will Fuller, Marquise Brown would qualify.
Yeah.
I think at this point, DJ Chark, Curtis Samuel, those guys qualify. Maybe for this week, Robbie Anderson is in the mix. And that's if you're a little bit light at receiver. But it gives you somebody who could catch lightning in a bottle and send your score sky high and put you in the next round of the playoffs. The other thing you need to remember about this point in the year is that your bench needs to be a little bit different than during the regular season.
Yeah.
If you plan on making a run, it's okay to carry 2 DSTs. If you know who your quarterback is, there's no reason to carry a second quarterback. If you've got a wide receiver who's just kind of and you know you're not going to use him because you've got better receivers, let them go, stash a running back. There are people in a bunch of my leagues, these are the competitive leagues that we're talking about, that has stashed Alexander Mattison all year long. And now that there's a chance that Dalvin Cook might not be ready for week 14, they're looking their chops, figuring they've got themselves a potential league winner in Alexander Mattison. those are the types of players that you like to have on your bench. If you don't, just as long as you're not cutting somebody who you might start eventually.
Dave Richards, CBS Sports. It's good advice. Fantasy football is our guest. Dave, how concerned would you be with the Atlanta Falcons and what they decide to do with their players down the stretch in terms of their star players, maybe shutting some of them down, scared about injuries and things like that?
Well, the fact that they haven't done it yet is a good thing. You know, Devontae Freeman isn't 100%. He actually looked halfway decent last week, despite what the numbers said. He's playing. Austin Hooper is practicing. It sounds like he's going to get a chance to come back. Dan Quinn said that if last week's game were on a Sunday, Julio Jones would have played. So it sounds like he's going to come back. And I get the gist that the Falcons are a prideful bunch, and they all plan on being available to play on Sunday, at least as many as can be ready. And they're not shutting it down. Like, you're going to see other teams start to shut down their players. Like, just as an example, in Detroit, Matthew Stafford's got this back injury. They're not going to the playoffs this year. Why would they bring him back? It makes no sense. He could end up on injured reserve sooner than later. And when that happens, I think fantasy managers and football fans in general understand the gist of it. But the Falcons don't seem to be going that way, even though they can't make the playoffs. Hopefully everybody's on hand. And Matt Ryan can put together another good year. When he's had everybody healthy, his numbers have been good.
Dave Richards, CBSSports.com, fantasy football guru. Dave, Marlon Mack was injured a few weeks ago. There have been some reports that maybe he'd be back this week. What is the latest that we know about him, and how comfortable are we putting him back in the lineup if he is back this week?
I don't love the matchup for him this week against Tampa Bay. And this is another guy, and this is another team in Indianapolis that might start putting guys on the shelf, but technically, they're still alive for the playoffs, so maybe they don't do it yet, but a loss against Tampa Bay would pretty much knock them out. T.Y. Hilton's banged up. And as for Marlon Mack, we know the hand injury is something that he's dealing with. It sounds like he's close to being ready to go. He was practicing last week. If he were to play in this game, I'd put him in the flex range, wouldn't call him a top 15 or top 20 running back by any stretch. And we've seen the Colts start to use two, three different running backs. A week ago, we were going crazy over Jonathan Williams, and then for whatever reason, Jonathan Williams fell out of the game plan for Indianapolis, and Jordan Wilkins took over. So this is the first time since Frank Reich has taken over the Colts that I don't have a good feel for them, and that I'm not sure if they have a good plan for what they want to do week after week. Because against Houston, their game plan surprised us. It wasn't in a good way. And then last week, what they did with their running backs just seemed very off. And they ended up blowing what was a close game and a potential win against Tennessee. So things are kind of in flux there with Marlon Mack and with the Colts.
Dave, what's going on in the backfield with the Seattle Seahawks?
You've got two dudes who are going to get a lot of run. Chris Carson, Rashad Penny. We all saw it last night. Carson barely played more snaps than Penny. Carson barely had more touches than Penny. And they both had huge numbers. Penny actually did better in fantasy than Carson did. And that's what the Seahawks want. They want to use those running backs as much as possible, and they're going to try no matter who they play, including the Rams this week. So I think you look at Carson and you say, okay, he's probably going to get close to 15 touches a week. That means that Penny is probably going to get close to 10. If a game script goes their way, then they're going to see way more than that. And if a game script doesn't go their way, let's just say the Rams get off to a 21-0 lead next week, then you're looking at a tough game for both of them, and neither one's probably going to be good. Carson's still the better of the two, but I think they're both startable at this point because Seattle wants to run the football, and they're going to lean on those guys. And because they're doing so much running, it's hurting the target volume of all of their receivers. It's part of the reason why Tyler Lockett has been, or certainly was bad yesterday, only three targets, no catches against Minnesota.
Dave Richards, CBSSports.com, fantasy football guru. Dave, another week and another uninspiring week for Saquon Barkley. He's been not really involved in the passing game much. How concerned should owners be with him?
I think you got to view him as a number two running back, but you still got to start him. And he's still, correct me if I'm wrong, but he got you double-digit points no matter what type of a league you play in. I think he got you over 100 total yards, but still not what you were expecting when you drafted Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And, matchup against Philadelphia isn't going to be easy for him. I think Daniel Jones is making mistakes, and I think the offensive line is underperforming in the second half of the season. So what I'm looking for, this is just for next year. This isn't for now. Saquon's not going to be the number one overall pick. That's good news because it means that someone else will get a chance to get him.
That's right.
It could be as late as eighth overall next year. We'll see. But the Giants have to rebuild that offensive line. They've got to get Daniel Jones more comfortable, and they've got to get a defense that can give their offense a chance to run the ball a little bit more because this year it hasn't been the case. Plus, Saquon's got to heal up. He's clearly playing with something that's slowing him down.
All right, Dave, let's get to some fan questions. You ready?
I am.
Novell tweets, best defense to stream this week, Houston, Atlanta, Chargers.
Let's go with the Texans, who are going to go up against the Broncos and quarterback Drew Lock in his first road start.
Brian, PPR league, flex spot, Tyrell Williams or Larry Fitzgerald?
Last week I would have told you Larry, and it worked out that way, but this week I'm going to go with Tyrell. The Titans secondary is all kinds of beat up, and I think Tyrell can have one last good game.
Peter says, back-to-back league champ, going for three-peat, needs one for a flex. Kenny Golladay, Devontae Freeman, or Golden Tate, half-point PPR?
Well, with Golden Tate in the concussion protocol, we can't go with him. And I do kind of like Freeman this week, but Kenny Golladay showed us, he reminded us last week, why we can't ever bench him. And in the PPR, I just think it makes him even easier to start.
Jeff, need to start one tight end, PPR, Doyle, Waller, Ertz, and Hollister.
I didn't love all those guys. How do you have all these tight ends?
You shouldn't have them. Why didn't he trade Waller or Ertz during the season?
He could have done that, but this is a perfect example of somebody who needs to start managing their bench better. Hollister doesn't belong here. He's a good PPR tight end, but let him go. Let someone else have him. Go find a good running back or a second DST or whatever you need a little bit more depth at. Go do that because you don't need four tight ends. Ertz is the guy to go with, but Doyle is a close second.
Ray tweets, Mark Ingram, Will Fuller, Mike Williams, PPR. Need one.
I think it's got to be Ingram. I think he's the safest of the three.
Timmy tweets, a fourth PPR 14 team needs to start two of these guys, Kenyon Drake, Tariq Cohen, Shady McCoy.
I would sit Tariq Cohen.
Okay.
I think LeSean McCoy gets a decent amount of work this week, more than he's had in any game this season.
Well, you got both Williams guys are out, right?
Right. So all they have left behind LeSean McCoy is Darwin Thompson. And I feel like part of the reason why they were limiting LeSean McCoy all year was because he's older and they don't want him to break down. Well, this is the time of year where you're just going to squeeze the most you can out of your older players. And this is a game where he can have some success.
Right.
The Patriots' run defense isn't great. I know last week it didn't really matter, but this week it will. And I think the Chiefs are going to try and run on him.
Slick Willie, Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins?
Wilson over Cousins.
I actually, in a two-quarterback league last week, benched Tom Brady. And I think I'm going to do it again this week.
Well, who are you starting him?
Tannehill and Cousins.
Yeah, I think that's probably an okay move. You know, I believe that the Chiefs' defense is playing better. And until the fourth quarter of the Patriots game last week, Tom Brady did not have good numbers.
Nope. Liquid Browns tweets, half-point PPR start two, Michael Gallup, Dede Westbrook, Rashard Penny, Ronald Jones, James Washington.
That's quite a group.
Yeah.
Run the receivers fast. I think Gallup is going to be one of them.
Yeah. The other.
And then it's Dede Westbrook and James Washington.
Yes.
Right?
And then Rashard Penny.
Yeah, I can't go with Penny here. I think I've got Westbrook ranked higher than Washington.
Okay. He also asks you start Allen or Baker.
Well, which Allen? I think it's Josh Allen.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
It doesn't. I'm going to go with Baker against Cincinnati.
Mike Moore says, is Devontae Parker a must-start? I guess it depends who you have. But
Yes.
Yeah.
Any receiver that's getting 10 targets per game and is on a team that can't run the ball to save their lives and falls behind in every game is worth starting. Unfortunately, there might be only like three of those types of receivers in the NFL. Parker's one of them. He's playing great, man. He is the prototypical ball out in a contract year wide receiver.
All right, well, let's rapid fire, Dave. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cleveland kid, Cousins or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Mike, Spencer Ware worth an ad?
No.
Hollister or Hunter Henry for the playoffs?
Henry.
Let's see. This guy says started 0-6 but won 7 straight.
Wow.
And made the playoffs.
How about that?
Nice.
Streaming a quarterback and tight end each week. Who are his best options this week? Streaming quarterback and tight end.
If you can get Jack Doyle, go get him. If you can't get him, I think Tyler Higbee makes sense. As long as Gerald Everett is out, he's going to be the top tight end for the Rams. And I kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's had 26 or more fantasy points, three of his last five, each of his last two. The Jets' defense is going to be without Jamal Adams. That means they can't be as aggressive as they normally are. I think you could see another good game from Fitzmagic.
And he's got to start two running backs, PPR, Madison, Gurley, Barkley, Henry. You got to start Henry. Barkley,
Henry's
right?
Got to be one, and I think you can make the case for Gurley over Saquon.
Over Saquon, wow. Adam, PPR, Penny, McCoy, or Michelle?
I didn't hear the first name, Bull.
Rashad Penny, LeSean McCoy, okay. Or Sonny Michelle.
And if I'm only starting one or two? If I'm starting two, it's Penny and McCoy. If I'm starting only one, it's Shady.
There you go. What do you got going on tonight, Dave?
8 p.m., waiver wire special. You know, there's a couple of interesting receivers that we didn't talk about, and I don't know if we got deep enough into the running backs. I talked about Alexander Mattison, but what to do with Benny Snell, what to do with Darwin Thompson, and then the receivers. I just mentioned him, Zach Pascal, Anthony Miller. We ranked those two guys plus the others behind them. All kinds of waiver wire goodies to pick up and help you advance in the fantasy playoffs. Kicks at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports HQ.
PPR league, you're starting Robbie Anderson or Tyler Boyd?
Boyd.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, Dave, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, good luck in your playoffs.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. Good stuff, man.